It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! Home run by Chase Bowen! 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
That is fifth, the designated hitter, number 25.
Good evening and welcome inside Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, single-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you here tonight for this Friday night, game number four of a six-game series between the Marauders and the Mighty Muscles. Bradenton looks to avoid a three-game losing streak after dropping last night's game by a final score of 7-4. The Marauders finished last night's game strong. Ultimately, the comeback effort fell short. The score stood 7-0 after seven innings of play. The Marauders put up three runs in the eighth inning, one final run in the ninth, but then left two men stranded when all was said and done in that ninth inning. So Bradenton looks to rebound tonight, as mentioned, looking to avoid a third straight loss and looking to give themselves a chance still at a series win here this week against the Mighty Muscles. We'll step aside when we come back, a pregame chat with the man in charge of the pitching staff. Pitching coach Yorman Bizzardo joins us on the pregame show this evening. We'll hear from him next after these messages on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lennon by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with pitching coach Yorman Bizardo. Yorman here in Fort Myers. The first two games of the series went overall pretty well for the pitching staff. Last night a little bit rough, but you're looking at a pretty difficult lineup here, pretty challenging lineup that this Fort Myers team has. As a pitching coach, what sorts of lessons and takeaways and growth do you hope the pitching staff gains from facing such a challenging lineup?
I think one of the things, though, the main things as guys, is the mentality approach is just to attack them, because the guys are pretty, they take good at bats, but I think at the same time, the guys take advantage, because they make a lot of good contacts, so they contact a lot. So I think the main thing for guys is to stay aggressive with his pitches or his execution in zone and let them put the ball in play and, you know, have the defense help them. So
a lot of pitchers here this season are working with an automated strike zone for the first time in their careers. From your observation, how well have they adapted and reacted and adjusted to that?
It seems a little tough for them because, again, they get surprised with some of these calls that they kind of get at times. It goes back to them. If they had the mentality to attack the zone, and no matter that the system or the umpire is just the main thing or the main goal for now is that for them to attack the strike zone. So it's just the strike zone will be the same no matter what the system is.
And when it comes to, you know, close pitches that they think should be called strikes, so when you see that happen as a pitching coach and you see pitchers react sometimes to close ball and strike calls, what's your lesson to them in terms of just trying to overcome and shake it off and move on?
Yeah, it's just if you are able to execute the pitch, you can do it like as many times as you want. As long as you kind of reset yourself and kind of don't let a call affect your game, you'll be able to execute the same pitch the next time.
Visiting with pitching coach Yorman Bizardo tonight. The team has regular meetings with pitchers and catchers, and you're involved before and after games just to sort of discuss game plan and other things. For the fans listening at home, what are some of the topics and parts of the game that are discussed in these meetings with pitcher and catcher?
I think the more important is who's the best runner in the team. So kind of because most of us will pitch out of the stretch most of the time. So we kind of have to recognize who's the better runner on their team. All the things that we kind of look for weakness is who's the guys that can hit the ball out of the park. I think the most important thing, like recognize who can hurt the game, like who can hit the ball out of the park, and also who can run.
Now you're working with a very young pitching staff, with this being the single A level, and with that, a lot of these players are in their first full length seasons, and you work with JJ in sort of helping monitor these guys' workloads and their pitch count and their innings, especially as we get later into the season. What sorts of efforts and thinking and you to monitor all those pitch counts and workloads to make it favorable for their development?
That's a plan that parents organization have come up with the guys that are being for the first time. We keep them under 65 send pitches per outing as a starter, and relievers it's a little different. It just depends on how many times that they got the pitching appearance per week. But I think at least we have to give them three times on the mound as a reliever. But as starters, we keep them all 70 pitches pitch limit.
And finally, Valentin Linares is going to start tonight here in Fort Myers. How pleased are you with his progress and his growth this season? He's been pitching pretty well lately.
It's been pretty encouraging. Linares falling into a hole in the beginning, was dealing with some back issues at the beginning, but he was able to kind of still pitch in games, like overcoming those type of obstacles. So now he's feeling much better. He has continued to do a great job with Casey in the training room, and now he's able to keep his strength level good. And now hopefully he stayed the same for the rest of the season.
Fantastic! Thank you for your time today, Yorma.
Thank you.
That was pitching coach Yormán Bizardo, our guest on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
The Marauders pregame show continues here at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups, beginning with the Marauders. Record of 20-13 here in the second half of play. They are currently one game back of first place in the West Division behind the Tampa Tarpons, and here's how the Marauders line up tonight. Shortstop Sung Che Chang leads off with right fielder Sergio Campagna batting second. Left fielder Rodolfo Nolasco just activated off the 7-day injured list today, so welcome back to the heart of the lineup, Rodolfo. He's back in the fold, 11 home runs on the season, second most on the club. Center fielder Jace Bowen bats cleanup, just named today Player of the Month for the month of July for the Florida State League. So our congratulations to Jace on those well-deserved honors. Designated hitter Bubba Chandler bats fifth. First baseman Brendan Dixon bats seventh. Catcher Luis Hernandez, Venezuelan, 21-year-old, just up from the Florida Complex League yesterday. He will make his single-A debut and catch tonight. Third baseman Norquis Marcos bats ninth for the Marauders, who send right-hander Valentin Linares out to the mound. Mighty Muscles are seeking their third consecutive win. They have won four of their last five games, and here's how they line up. Designated hitter Misael Urbina, who homered in last night's game, leads off. Shortstop Noah Miller bats second after having 2 days off back-to-back. Third baseman Keone Cavaco bats third. Left fielder Kalai Rosario cleans up. First baseman Dylan Tatum will bat fifth. Second baseman Rubel Cespedes hits sixth. Catcher LaRon Smith will hit in the seventh slot. Right fielder Carlos Aguiar bats eighth. Center fielder Luis Baez bats ninth for the Mighty Muscles, who sent right-hander Jonathan Lavallee to the mound. He comes from Simi Valley, California, and the Marauders are seeing Lavallee for the first time this season. He has split the campaign between the FCL, where he made three appearances, seven relief appearances in a Fort Myers uniform, 3.86 ERA, a whip up at two. The wildness has plagued him at times, seven walks, eight strikeouts, over seven total innings of work, as he has averaged right around one inning per timeout on the mound, pitching mostly out of the bullpen this season. There is your starting lineups and your look at the pitching matchup tonight. And even though things are cloudy and a little dark here in Fort Myers, it's looking pretty favorable in terms of the weather situation. We will be starting on time as it looks, and we should avoid any sort of substantial precipitation. Game four of a six-game series between the Marauders and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles is coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course. Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit Discover the Forests and the Ad Council.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for mass on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We are back at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers beneath cloudy skies, and the lights are on here for this Friday evening as the Marauders look to avoid a three-game losing streak and give themselves a chance at a series win here at Hammond this week. We look at right-hander Jonathan Lavallee taking his warm-up tosses on the hill for the Mighty Muscles. This will be his first single-A start. Cuts an imposing figure on the mound, 6'4", 240 pounds from Simi Valley, California. And Lavallee is set to face Sung Che Chang. Marauders leadoff man playing shortstop tonight. He's provided solid defense between shortstop and second base throughout this week's series. 0-for-4 last night with a run batted in. Lavallee goes exclusively from the stretch, lifts his leg and deals. The game's first pitch swung on line softly to left field, falling and diving catch by Kalai Rosario. Rob Sung Che Chang of an opposite field single. So with that, we're underway right on schedule, 7 p.m. Let's meet the defense for the Mighty Muscles behind Lavallee. The outfield left to right consists of Kalai Rosario, Luis Baez, and Carlos Aguiar. On the infield, Keone Cavaco is at third base, Noah Miller the shortstop. Rubel Cespedes plays second base, Dylan Tatum at first base, and Laurent Smith catching. Here's Sergio Campagna, first pitch swinging. He lifts a fly ball down the right field line. Carlos Aguiar moving to his left and right near the chalk line into foul ground, makes the catch. Two pitches and two outs for the Marauders here in the first inning.
Now batting for the Marauders, number 15, Rodolfo Nolasco.
Well, it is good to have this guy back number in the lineup. Rodolfo 15. Nolasco spent about 10 days on the injured list with an undisclosed ailment. And Nolasco, at the time he hit the IL, was red hot, so it was unfortunate. Got a fastball in 91 from Lavallee. Just underway, no score, top one. Pitch to Nolasco. Fastball again in there for strike two. Nolasco spending the bulk of his season defensively in right field. He's playing left tonight. The 0-2. Fastball just low. Almost all the Mighty Muscle defenders thought they had him. Started to head toward the dugout. The count 1-2 on Nolasco. Lavallee, a quick worker. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Low and outside, a good take. 237 batting average, 11 home runs, 45 runs batted in. He is now second to Jace Bowen for the team home run lead. 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, bounced hard, foul into the Muscles dugout. At the time, Nolasco hit the IL 9 days ago. He was hitting .395 over his last 11 games with 14 runs batted in. 2-2, fastball taken low for ball three. Laron Smith thought they had him there. It is the challenge system being utilized tonight. Robert Ginther III, the plate umpire. Connor McKenna on the bases. Now Lavallee, the 3-2 pitch, and Nolasco takes a breaking ball outside for ball four. Nolasco finds his way onto the bases in his first plate appearance, returning from the injured list. And here is Jace Bowen. Officially announced today as the Florida State League Player of the Month. Huge month of July for Jace Bowen. Righty on a righty. Lavallee sets and deals. Bowen looks at a fastball for a strike. In July, Bowen hit .309, .393 on base percentage, .553 slugging, and a .946 OPS. Here comes the 0-1. Fastball swung out and foul back. Very fastball-heavy approach so far for Lavallee. Brings a four-seam fastball in the low 90s. Slider, cutter, and the occasional changeup. Bowen facing an 0-2 count. Here's the toss from the right field. Should be playable for somebody. Carlos Aguiar, the right fielder, calls it and makes the catch, and the inning is over with Nolasco left stranded. We head to the bottom of the first. No score just underway here in Fort Myers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here in Fort Myers, the Marauders have gone down scoreless in the top of the first inning, and now right-hander Valentin Linares, the big fellow from the Dominican Republic, gets ready to make his 15th start of the 2022 campaign. He is set to face a monumentally difficult Fort Myers lineup. We'll give you, at some point here when we get a little break here, the exact numbers both pitching-wise and hitting-wise for the Marauders. In the head-to-head matchup against the Mighty Muscles this season, neither one is particularly pretty. Linares into his windup, and his first pitch of the evening swung on a miss by Misael Urbina. Season Urbina batting .303, .957 OPS. Three home runs, 12 runs driven in. Here's the 0-1. Nope, time called right as Linares began his windup. Awfully late time granted there to the leadoff hitter. Linares cranks and deals. The 0-1 pitch is swung on, belted deep to left field. Back toward it goes Nolasco, and this one is off the wall, stays in play. Nolasco grabs the carom and throws it into the shortstop, Chang, the cutoff man. That ball nearly left the ballpark, but instead it just stays in play. A leadoff double for Misael Urbina. Let's quickly meet the Marauders defense tonight. Outfield left to right, it's Rodolfo Nolasco, Jace Bowen, Sergio Campagna. On the infield, Norquis Marcos is playing third base. Sungjae Chang at shortstop, Davies Nadal playing second. Brendan Dixon over at first base. And Luis Hernandez, the catcher, making his single-A debut. Linares deals to Noah Miller. Switch hitting shortstop, batting left-handed. He takes just outside for a ball. Linares over his last four starts, consisting of 20 total innings. 2.37 ERA, 1.21 whip. Not too shabby. A man on second, nobody out for the muscles. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, bounced to short by Miller. Chang charges, gloves it on the backhand, looks to third, but throws to first in plenty of time to get Miller for round number one. And that was probably the wise decision there by Sungjae Chang. Well, that dribbler was technically hit in front of the runner. Pretty softly hit, and Chang was playing back somewhat. So Misael Urbina able to get away with advancing up the 90 feet to third base. He's over there on the ground out, one away. And Keone Cavaco, the batter. Linares deals at a swing and a miss on a big cut by Cavaco. Southern California native Cavaco leads the Mighty Muscles with 43 RBI of the season. Second on the team with 8 home runs. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. There is still quite a bit of that swing and miss. 72 games played. He has struck out 98 times. Infield slightly up for the Marauders. Here's the 0-2. Linares gets a swing and a drive out of play down the right field line. Guys, here in Fort Myers, your quintessentially dark and cloudy late summer looking skies here. Unfortunately, we have avoided the rain to this point. The 0-2 pitch, slider swung on and lifted to right field down the line. Campagna gives it a look, but it falls foul and out of play. There was a substantial drizzle probably around 2:33 o'clock today. Tarp was out on the field when the team arrived here at the ballpark, but thankfully we have not seen it on the field since. Here's the set. The big right-hander, the 0-2. Cavaco swings and gets a piece of it, just fouling it off. Hernandez was scrambling to find it behind his feet and really didn't have to hurry, it turned out, as Cavaco just got a piece of it. So a dead ball, still 0-2. Infield still halfway up for Bradenton with a man on third, one away. The 0-2 toss, Cavaco checks his swing and a slider away and did not go around. 4.78 ERA on the year for Valentin Linares. 17 appearances, 14 in a starting role. Now his 1-2. Cavaco swings and misses. Strike three, got him on the high heater. Linares punching the air in victory as he released that pitch. Getting Cavaco to chase, and it's two gone. The Marauders infield can now go back to standard depth.
Kalani Rosario, number 25.
Tough slugger here in Kalai Rosario. Here's the pitch. Right-handed batter takes a breaker. Beautifully spotted outside corner at the knees for a strike.
The call has been challenged and ruled a strike. The count is 0-1.
Mighty Muscles challenged that call. The call's been upheld, so Mighty Muscles down to two challenges now. Here's the 0-1. Rosario takes another beauty of a slider. Similar location, called strike two. Linares trying to strand the leadoff double. Misael Urbina is now on third. He advanced on a ground out. And now time called in the box by Rosario. 6'1", 205 pounds from Papeikoa, Hawaii. Slider swung on, popped him up. First base side, Brendan Dixon on the light back pedal. Waves his arms, he wants it, and he makes the catch with Davies Nadal breathing down his neck. The Marauders get out of the inning unscathed. No scores, we move to the second. Here in Fort Myers, Florida. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Here's Bubba Chandler to lead off the second for the Marauders here in Fort Myers. No score between the Marauders and the Muscles. Pitched by Jonathan Lavallee. Misses just low on what appeared to be a changeup. Changeup, perhaps a slider from the big right-hander from California. 6'4", 240 on the hill. Lavallee lifts his leg and deals, and Chandler takes a big hack and misses. Fastball up in the zone. A rockin' Friday night here at Hammond Stadium. A lot of kids down the seating bowl. 1-1 pitch, and Chandler swings and misses. Another big rip. Couldn't connect. And a nice little performance by a children's choir. Sang the national anthem prior to first pitch tonight. Job well done by a dozen or so kids. The 1-2, Chandler swings and pops it way up in a shallow left field. The third baseman, Cavaco, over and inside the chalk line, makes the catch on the outfield grass for out number one.
Now batting for the Marauders, number 31, Davies Nadal.
Davies Nadal gets an exit bat here. Valentin Linares showed some pretty nasty stuff in the bottom of the first inning on the mound. Gave up a leadoff double, a ball that nearly left the ballpark, but then retired the next three. Got out of the inning with no damage done. Nadal shows bunt and pulls back as Lavallee's fastball misses high for ball one. Nice buzz in the park tonight. This is going to be easily the largest crowd of the week so far. The 1-0, Nadal lays off high, ball two. The Marauders' only base runner so far, Rodolfo Nolasco, with a two-out walk in the first. He was left stranded. The righty offers, 2-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike over the outside half. Davies Nadal batting .217, one home run, 14 runs batted in. 2-1 offering. That is down, ball three, and Laurent Smith is going to challenge this call. That call's been upheld, and here in the second inning, the Marauders, or rather the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, already down to one more challenge. 3-1, Nadal swings and pops it foul for the seats on the third base side.
That foul ball brought to you by Gerber Collision Glass.
A couple of big lightning bolts striking from cloud to ground way beyond left field out on the horizon. Gonna hope those keep their distance tonight. 3-2 to Nadal. He swings and pops this ball up. Third base side. Could be another one for Keone Cavaco. He makes the call, and with his feet on the infield dirt, back-to-back pop-outs to the third baseman make it two away.
Now batting for the Marauders, number three, Brendan Dixon. Number three.
Here's Brendan Dixon. He almost left the yard last night. Got a hold of one in the third inning and clubbed a double off the left field wall. Lavallee fires and a fastball over for a strike. Haven't seen a whole lot of off-speed stuff yet from Lavallee. Time called. Dixon trying to break up the rhythm that Lavallee has gotten into here. No score. Top of the second inning at Hammond Stadium. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Dixon with a half-hearted looking swing. Looked like he decided too late that he didn't want it after all. It's 0-2. Lavallee's 0-2, swinging in a pop-up first base side. That's into the seats. Upper level, and actually gets a little bit of the roof there. Slanted metal roof over the club level. Balls will roll down off the back of that roof. Another 0-2. Dixon takes a 55-foot bouncing slider. Lots of dark gray and steely bluish gray on the horizon. Sky's not pretty, but we're staying dry so far. Here's the 1-2. Dixon swings in, just fouls it off the mid of Smith. We'll see another. The Marauders just one game out of first place in the West. They're depending on a win here as well as a Tampa Tarpons loss to stay in the chase. Here's the 1-2. Dixon swings and lifts it high in the air, fairly deep center field. Baez easing back and still shy of the warning track, puts it away with a one-handed catch. And the inning is over. The Marauders go in order. We're on to the bottom of the second. No score here in Fort Myers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Leading off for the Mighty Muscles, number 15, Dylan Tatum.
We go to the bottom of the second inning at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers. Spencer Smith back with you as game number four of the six-game series rolls around. Wind up and pitch by Valentin Linares, and a first pitch fastball into the zone for a strike at the knees. Lots of lightning strikes seem to be coming a little bit closer to the ballpark now as the 0-1 comes, and a swing and a miss by Dylan Tatum for strike two. Linares working around to lead off double for a scoreless first inning. Got a ground out, a strikeout swinging, and a pop out to the first baseman Dixon. Dylan Tatum hitting 181 on the season, but with a 330 on base percentage. The 0-2. Jace Bowen sizing it up and a couple of small steps to his right. Takes care of it, a two-handed catch. One away for the Mighty Muscles and Valentin Linares, a man whose performance on the season has really been gaining steam lately. Gave you the numbers on the pregame show. Linares' last four starts, a total of 20 innings, 2.37 ERA, 1.21 whip. He's into his windup, and the pitch to Cespedes. Rubel takes a little high. Ball one, left-handed batter, playing second base, hitting sixth in the order. No score, bottom of the second here at Fort Myers. The 1-0. Cespedes swings, fouls it back, just over the screen, heads up. That ball didn't clear the backstop by much. Goes bouncing around in the crowd. Now Cespedes gets the 1-1 from Linares. He takes it the knees for strike two. Talking to pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo before the game and remarked on how Linares has made steady improvements as the season has gone on. The wind and the 1-2. Cespedes swings and it's a towering pop-up right side of the diamond. Second baseman Nadal wants it. He calls off Brendan Dixon and secures it with a two-handed catch. Nadal encroaching really on Brendan Dixon's territory, and I think Dixon took a mock angry glance over to his teammates. Two away for the Mighty Muscles here in the second. Now to continue that previous thought, Yorman Bazzardo talking about the fact that Linares, who deals one lone outside here to LaRon Smith, Linares has really taken his weight training and his conditioning very seriously. And so that set him in a more positive direction latter part of the year. LaRon Smith waves at a slider outside for ball, for strike one rather. 1-1 the count. Linares at lightning speed here, delivers lone outside in the dirt. Linares dealing with a back ailment and pits through it in the earlier part of the season. Was able to get himself in healthier shape, though, as the season wore on. Breaking balls in for strike two. That slider is really looking good from Linares tonight. Base is empty, two gone. He's quickly coming with a 2-2 swing and a foul poked off the end. Both team starters pitching as if they're double parked here at Hammond Stadium. Linares, the windup, and hold on a second, says plate umpire Robert Ginther. Didn't look like LaRon Smith was fully settled in the box. Now the right-hander winds and deals the 2-2. Breaking ball low, knocked down by Hernandez. And the count runs full. Five in a row retired after the leadoff double in the first. Linares looks to make it six. Big lightning flash, the 3-2 pitch. A swing and a miss, and a slider, strike three. 1-2-3 in order. Down go the Mighty Muscles here in the second. We head to the third here in Fort Myers. Still no score. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air. www.lapensiplumbing.com.
No score in Fort Myers, moving to the third inning, and here's Marauders catcher Luis Hernandez making his single-A debut tonight. 21-year-old from Tovar, Venezuela. Stands from the right side, gets the first pitch from Jonathan Lavalle, swings and pops it up toward the crowd on the first base side. Hernandez listed at 5'9", 150 pounds, will be turning 22 in about a month. Here's the 0-1. He swings and misses. Looked like he chased a fastball away. Jonathan Lavalle making a spot start. His first start at the single-A level. He's through two scoreless, retiring 6 of 7. His 0-2. Hernandez takes low, and the ball trickles away to the backstop. Still a very fastball-prominent approach on the mound for Lavalle. Not many off-speed pitches yet. Is 1-2. Hernandez swings and misses. Chases slider in the dirt. Picked up by LaRon Smith. Light toss on to first. Completes the strikeout, one away.
Brought to you by Quick Copy. That's Copy. Coming to the plate for the Marauders, the beer batter.
So that's the first strikeout of the evening by Jonathan Lavalle. And that'll bring up Norquis Marcos, who has been designated the beer batter of the game by the home team here. The pitch, Marcos, right-handed batter, takes a knee-high strike. And when that beer batter announcement was made on the, in conjunction with the video board graphic during pregame stretches for the Marauders, 0-1 pitch is coming, and Marcos drives it foul right side. Sergio Campagna took notice, and he was right by Marcos, and looked like he pointed to the video board. Can't tell Marcos, hey, looks like it's your turn. Marcos wiggles the bat away from his chest, and here's the 0-2. He takes, and a 1,000 plus happy fans are going to enjoy $2 Coors Lights for the next 15 minutes. It has been a very successful week in terms of the beer batter results for the home team's perspective. Saw Juan Jerez was the chosen victim on Tuesday night. First pitch to Sung Che Cheng here is in for strike one. I believe Sergio Campagna was the chosen beer batter one of the other nights in between. Here's the 0-1. Chang looks to send one just low for ball one. Two outs for the Marauders. Top three here in Fort Myers. No score. Lavallee with the 1-1. Chang swings and lines it softly to left center. Slicing, but cut on the run by Baez in the left center. Has that ball hung up just long enough for him to swipe over and make the catch. So the Marauders go in order again here in the third. No score, moving to the bottom half. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders for the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Carlos Aguiar swings first pitch for Fort Myers and fouls it back into the crowd. Count 0-1 to kick off the bottom of the third inning. Bouncing Linares, the wind of the pitch. Aguiar swings and misses through Linares' fastball at 92 miles per hour. No score between the Marauders and the Mighty Muscles here at Hammond Stadium on a cloudy Friday. 0-2 pitches. Swung on, driven foul again, third base side. Flashes of lightning and dark and scary, ominous clouds appear to be coming closer and closer from beyond left center field. The 0-2, swinging at a foul back. Aguiar stays alive. 30 games with the Muscles for Aguiar. Already 8 home runs, 17 runs batted in, an 865 OPS. Buttons of raw power. Left-handed hitter stands 6'2", 205. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a mega, mega pop-up behind the mound. Shortstop Chang coming in. Third baseman Nadal coming in. And rather, third baseman Marcos. He makes the catch for the first out of the frame. That ball ended up on the first base side of the mound. Norquis Marcos came a long, long way. Very good communication, now, though, by the Marauders' third baseman. And ever since Valentin Linares allowed a leadoff double in the first inning, he has now retired 7 in a row. Here's Luis Baez, right-hander with the pitch. And he misses high. Baez showing bunt, pulled back in time. Linares with the gray road jersey on the mound. He has those top couple of buttons undone. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball skips in the dirt. Look kind of reminiscent of a Matt Holliday or maybe a Luke Voit or a Mike Napoli, maybe. Right-hander with the 2-0 pitch and a breaking ball. Over, but maybe a bit high, and that's ball three. Pitchers going with that open couple of buttons at the top with no shirt underneath. Next pitch is way outside. Linares issues a four-pitch walk to Luis Baez. Wheels on the bases for the Mighty Muscles, and that will bring up Misael Urbina. He was the man who drilled that leadoff double, aforementioned, in the first inning. Almost left the park and instead clanked off the left field wall. Powerful righty batter gets the first pitch from Linares. A slider spins outside.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 8, Misael Urbina.
Huge flash of lightning beyond left field right before that pitch came. Good side leadoff first by Baez. Not going as the pitch arrives in the dirt, blocked by Hernandez. And Linares getting a little bit frustrated as he has missed the strike zone with six in a row now. Big right-hander set, 6'5", 225. That pitch is in the zone for a strike. Went with a fastball. No runs, no hits for Bradenton. No runs, one hit for the Mighty Muscles. The 2-1, breaking ball high, throw to second to first base by Hernandez. A snap throw on a bounce, not in time. And Hernandez going over to the chalk line right around the edge of the batter's box and patting that hand into the dirt in the chalk, trying to get a little substance on his hand for some grip. Two balls and one strike on Misael Urbina. Right-hander fires, runner breaks, a swing and a miss for strike two. Throw to second by Hernandez, sails into center field. Backed up by Jace Bowen, the throw will not go into third base. And a throwing error by Luis Hernandez allows Luis Baez to scamper to third base. Meanwhile, though, Jonathan Johnston is going to come out and have a talk with Robert Ginther, the plate umpire. And I wonder if Johnston is asking for an interference call on the part of the batter. And Misael Urbina trying to contend that maybe Urbina got in Hernandez's way as he was trying to make. And Johnston is starting to get a little fired up now. Nothing's going to change. So the play remains as it went down on the field. Wild throw into second base. Goes into center by Hernandez. And the result, Baez on third base with two outs. And, oh, sorry about that. Misael Urbina still to play the count 2-2. So Baez on third base with only one away. 2-2 count. Infield up. Here's Linares with a pitch. And Urbina takes outside for ball four. My goodness, that was close. So the count was actually 3-2. Apologies for that. Urbina draws the walk.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 21, Noah Miller, number 21.
These dark clouds overhead are starting to look like something straight out of a horror movie. First and third, one away. The Mighty Muscles threatening to draw first blood. Here's Noah Miller, the pitch. Miller takes low and inside. A one-out walk to Luis Baez. He stole second, took third on a throwing error on the play. The 1-0, swinging a line drive to left center. Jace Bowen on the run to the gap, and he makes the catch. Runner tagging from third. Bowen's throw home is coming, but it is cut off by Norquis Marcos. Wouldn't have been in time anyway. And it's a sack fly by Noah Miller. Mighty Muscles lead it 1-0. Jace Bowen took an extra second to get up off the grass in left center field as the momentum of his throw, as he was on the run to make that catch, he ended up almost face planting into the ground as he released that throw. So a sacrifice fly to center. You might as well call it a sacrifice line drive. That ball really stung. Misael Urbina remained on first base on the play, and Keone Cavaco will be the next man up. The strikes of lightning are now almost directly above us. Pitch to Cavaco. Check swing and a slider in the dirt. He could not self on the check swing strike. Cavaco didn't like it. Righty on righty, runner on first base, two outs for the Mighty Muscles. They lead 1-0. The pitch, Cavaco takes just outside. It's 1-1. The righty sets above the belt. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Cavaco behind the fastball for strike two. Cavaco's strikeout victim his first time. Arrow up next to his name lately, though, hitting .333 over his last five games. The 1-2 pitch, runner breaks, a swing and a miss, strike three. Inning ends on a wicked slider from Linares, and the damage minimal here in the third inning. Sack fly puts the Mighty Muscles on the board 1-0 as we head to the fourth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Mighty Muscles score first in this game. Bottom of the third inning, a sac fly. Sergio Campagna, he takes a whack at the first pitch and drives it to right center field, but into the gap goes the center fielder Luis Baez, and he puts it away with a one-handed grab.
15,
Marauders have 3-4-5 in their order to the plate here in the fourth inning. Campagna, or rather 2-3-4 in the order. Here in the fourth inning, Campagna retired. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco for his second plate appearance. The pitch by Lavallee, swung on, dribbled foul up the third base line. 11 men to the plate for Bradenton, only one base runner. And it was this man right here, Rodolfo Nolasco, worked a 7-pitch walk with two outs in the first. Lavallee, the 0-1, and Nolasco looks at strike two, slider on the outside half. Lightning strikes within the sky, almost directly overhead as these clouds are getting darker and darker. The 0-2, Nolasco takes the low one outside. And a ball has come loose from the grass berm in left field. Kalai Rosario hustling over to pick it up and throw it out of play. Here on this Friday, that berm is abuzz with activity. Kids running around, playing catch, tumbling. The 1-2, Nolasco holds up on a near check swing, taking a fastball high. 2-2 the count. Lavallee, the spot starter, working into the fourth inning tonight. Here's his 2-2. Nolasco swings and drives it right center field fairly deep. Baez and Aguiar both on the run, but Baez ranging far into right center field makes the catch. He made it look easy. Two away here in the fourth.
Number two, Jace Bowen.
It is a big outfield here in Fort Myers. 405 straightaway center, 330 down the lines, 380 to left and right center field. Now Jace Bowen, the hitter. First pitch, he swings, pops it up in this direction, out of play. The reigning Florida State League Player of the Month for July. Bowen put up video game-like numbers last month. He takes strike 0-2 hole. Lavallee, hands together, comes set. The 0-2 toss. Swinging a pop-up. That's coming back this way, just off to the right of the booth. Remains 0-2. Lavallee already set with the next pitch. Here's his 0-2. Bowen swings and grounds it hard to short. Miller scoops it up cleanly. Tosses on to first in the dirt, but picked out by Tatum. And the Marauders go in order again here in the fourth inning. Heading to the bottom half, it's 1-0 Mighty Muscles. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Lumps are lumps regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
25, Kalani Rosario. Number 25.
Well, it felt like we were only going to stay dry. It started to fall down pretty hard now. Bottom of the fourth inning begins. Valentin Linares winds and pitches and gets a swing and a ball fought off foul out of play by Kalani Rosario. Fans are leaving the seating bowl in droves right now. As Linares deals the next pitch and comes in a little too far outside for ball one. Mighty Muscles lead the Marauders. One zip as we play here in the bottom of the fourth. Linares working quickly, the 1-1. Breaking ball swung on, hammered deep to left center field. Rodolfo Nolasco back, just shy of the warning track. Stops, sets his feet, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Well, a couple of inning breaks ago, we saw the head of the grounds crew here at Fort Myers. Talking to Connor McKenna, who is the base umpire tonight. More tenured in this league of the two men in the umpiring crew. Informing them of the weather situation. Here's Dylan Tatum. First pitch taking a breaking ball strike. Slider has been really sharp from Linares tonight. Working quickly. Here's his 0-1. Fastball just below the knees. 1-1. Linares quickly cranks and deals the 1-1. Big swing and a miss by Tatum in front of the off speed. No runs, no hits, one error for the Marauders tonight. One run, one hit, no errors for the Mighty Muscles. That lone run coming in the bottom of the third on a sack fly by Noah Miller. Linares the 1-2. Slider swinging and a foul tip straight back to the screen. Dylan Tatum just barely getting a piece of it. That rain has thankfully lightened up already. Clouds are not looking any prettier, though. Here's the 1-2. Fastball trying to blow him away but misses low and away. We're at the number 5 spot in the order for the Mighty Muscles. As Linares fires the 2-2, breaking ball, misses inside for ball 3. Count is full. Both Linares and Buckley, 3-2 from Linares, low and outside for ball 4. A one-out walk to Dylan Tatum. Well, there was a sample size of just why he's been able to bump that OBP so high. Came into this game with a 181 batting average, but a 330 on base percentage. He is really able to work some deep plate appearances and work his fair share of walks. He does so here in the fourth. Rubel Cespedes goes after the first pitch and chops it foul. Most fans have left the seating bowl. Several brave souls have remained, though. Seeing some umbrellas of various colors popping open. Here's the 0-1. Cespedes swings and chops it foul off his own leg. He hits the deck for a split second in the batter's box. Now standing up. And he's going to limp and hop around for a minute. Bending over the waist, trying to assess himself and see if he'll be okay to go any further. Now the head athletic trainer for the Mighty Muscles, Chase Thompson, coming out of the third base dugout to examine Cespedes. Thompson with his hand around Cespedes' lower back and trying to help soothe him and calm him down. He's going to grab his bat and take a couple of dry swings. And there was a humongous lightning bolt just flashed behind left field. Several quick successive flashes, one after another. This weather system seems to be coming closer. Cespedes back to work. The 0-2 pitch from Linares swung on, drilled straightaway center. Bowen hustling back, and he makes the catch on the run. A good quick jump by Jace Bowen, finding the ball up against that dark and cloudy sky. And he flags down that deep liner by Cespedes, two away.
Number 40, LeRon Smith, number 40.
Here's LeRon Smith for the Twins. Pitch by Linares. Swung on, drilled on a liner over the Marauders dugout. Twins drafted Smith out of Foothills Composite School in Okotoks, Alberta, up near Calgary. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on, bounced to third. Norquis Marcos charges it. Gloves it, throws on to first in plenty of time, and that ends the inning. Mighty Muscles leave a man stranded on first here in the fourth inning. And we're headed to the fifth. Marauders trail by one. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Lumps and lumps regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Well, the rain drizzle is thankfully short-lived as we are dry again at the moment. The dark clouds remain in the area, but we play on. Moving to the bottom of the fifth inning in Fort Myers, it is a 1-0 Mighty Muscles lead over the Marauders. And the southpaw John Wilson, soft-tossing lefty out of New Jersey, will go to work against the Marauders lineup led by Bubba Chandler. The Marauders, by the way, are still in search of their first hit tonight. So you can close the book on the right-hander Jonathan Lavallee in the spot start. Four hitless innings. Lavallee, one walk, two strikeouts. He faced 13 Marauders hitters and retired 12 of them. The only base runner was a two-out walk to Rodolfo Nolasco in the first inning. We saw grounds crew to umpires communication during the last inning break. And there's the announcement. John Wilson deals low and inside to Bubba Chandler. And I am not sure why Robert Ginther allowed play to continue while that announcement was being made. Anyway, it counts. Low and inside to Bubba Chandler, 1-0. Here's Wilson, the left-hander, with the next pitch. Chandler swings and whacks a line drive to left field. And a diving catch by Kalai Rosario, his second of the night, robs Bubba Chandler of a base hit.
Now batting for the Marauders, number 31, Davies Nadal.
Kalai Rosario number with a similar 31. Inward diving catch on Sungche Chang leading off the game.
The and, in place in the
and now first here at Hammond Stadium with coming thunder and lightning. Davies Nadal to the plate now. Here's the pitch by Wilson. Nadal flashes bunt. Good one, third base side. Wilson runs over to pick it up. No play at first base. Davies Nadal has a bunt single. Heck of a bunt down the third base line by Davies Nadal. The Marauders have their first base runner of the evening.
Now batting for the Marauders, number three, Brendan Dixon.
So that ends number the no-no three. Bid. If anyone at home was keeping track of that as we play in the middle innings, that ends the no-hit bid. 4 1/3 innings deep in this one for the Mighty Muscles pitching staff. And Brendan Dixon is the next man up. Wilson glances at first and the pitch. Dixon takes inside. It gets away from Smith. Rolls away from him and allows plenty of time for Davies Nadal to take second base on a passed ball. Almost blindingly bright flashes of lightning coming closer and closer to the ballpark. You can hear the rumbles of thunder in the background, too. So fans, again, have been asked to clear the seating bowl here at Hammond Stadium. Ushers are making sure that they're leaving and seeking shelter on the concourse. The 1-0 pitch low and outside to Dixon. One out, top of the fifth inning. The Marauders have the tying run on second base in Davies Nadal. Tarp Crew standing close by down the right field line. Nadal dancing off second. Here's Wilson's 2-0. There goes Nadal for third. Pitch is high. Throw to third by Smith. Is in time to get Nadal. Are you serious? Laron Smith, an excellent throw, but Davies Nadal really looked like he slid around that tag. And Gustavo Omana, although he is not arguing the call, he can't believe it either. So the Marauders now have the tying run off the base paths. And the count 2-1 on Brendan Dixon. Here's Wilson the pitch, and Dixon looks at strike two right down the middle. John Wilson out of Hackensack, New Jersey. That's right across the Hudson River from New York City. Attended Old Dominion, 2-2 pitch. Or rather, the 3-2 misses low to Dixon. He draws ball four.
Now batting for the Marauders, number 26, Luis Hernandez. Number 26.
Luis Hernandez, Marauders catcher, making his single-A debut tonight. Struck out swinging his first time up. 21-year-old from Venezuela getting his second at-bat of the evening. Brendan Dixon on first, representing the tying run for Bradenton here in the fifth. Wilson kicks his leg and throws over to first base for a pickoff. Dixon was not far at all off of the base. And the group of kids slash children's choir that sang the national anthem, I believe they're into some sort of chant right now. Not sure what they're saying. Pitcher Hernandez in for a strike from Wilson. They can hear their chants and their yells from the through the little tunnel from the seating bowl that leads out to the main concourse. Long pause by Wilson. The 0-1 to Hernandez. Swings and pops it up, headed to the seats, out of play, first base side.
That foul ball brought to you by Gerber Collision.
Hernandez in 11 games with the FCL Pirates this season, hit 194, 286 on base percentage, 194 slugging. It's really the defense that's the standout tool for this man. The 0-2 pitch, swings in, gets a piece, fouling it back. Three seasons in the career of Luis Hernandez, his caught-stealing percentage defensively, a rock-solid 44%. He's been excellent. Faces another 0-2. Here's Wilson with a pitch, and Hernandez takes in the dirt, knocked down by Smith. Brendan Dixon stays on first base. The thunder here and there also continue. Wilson looks at first base where Dixon takes his lead. Here's the 1-2 offering. Hernandez takes way upstairs. Fastball too high. Smith trying to had to come up out of his crouch to snag it. That tarp crew of about 10 to 12 staff members on the edge of the seating bowl right by the gate to the field down the right field line, waiting to pull the tarp if it becomes necessary. Wilson sets, left-hander's 2-2. Hernandez swings and pops it up, third base side. Not much of a look from Cavaco. This is way out of play. Nice battle by Hernandez. You'll see pitch number 7 next. Brendan Dixon verifying the count from the base umpire, Connor McKenna. 2-2 the count. The lefty is set. Another 2-2. Swing and a miss. Hernandez chased the fastball upstairs, and the inning is over. Marauders unable to tie it here in the top of the fifth. 1-0 for Myers. Moving out to the home half. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Valentin Linares returns to the mound for the Marauders, looking to keep this game close as Marauders bats have been silent so far tonight. Fort Myers 1, Bradenton 0. Linares will face 8-9-1 in the Mighty Muscles lineup here in the fifth inning. Carlos Aguiar, left-handed hitter from the Dominican, digs in, swings the first pitch, and lifts it down the left field line. Third baseman Norquis Marcos on the run, and this is well out of his reach and falls into the Mighty Muscles bullpen. Marquis Marcos looking to make the wide receiver over-the-shoulder style catch there, but again, far out of his reach. Nothing he could do. The count 0-1 on Carlos Aguiar, who popped out to the third baseman his first time up. Only run in the game, coming on a Noah Miller sacrifice fly to center field in the third inning. The 0-1 up and away, nowhere close from Linares, who does a half pirouette after releasing that pitch. Linares, 65 pitches, 45 strikes, is 1-1. Aguiar swings in front of an off-speed, 1-2. Working quickly, right-hander's 1-2 toss, breaking ball, popped him up behind home plate, far out of play. Bounces off the roof and stays up there. Pitch again is swung on and missed for strike 3. He got him on a low fastball. Valentin Linares picks up his fourth strikeout of the game.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 11, Luis Baez, number 11.
First place at stake as we get into the dog days of summer here. The Marauders trail Tampa for first place in the West by just one game. Here's the pitch to Luis Baez, low and outside. Not close. Give you a Tampa scoreboard update when we have the chance. Next pitch is swung on, dribbled softly back to the mound. Linares charges it, picks it up calmly, throw to first. Dixon on the inside of the bag makes the reception of that quick throw by Linares. And a 1-3 ground out results. Two away here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 8, Misael Urbina.
All sorts of interesting patterns and cloud designs and openings in the sky all around us right now. Pitch to Misael Urbina, misses down. Thunder and lightning still remaining close by, but little breaks in the sky, offering little tunnel views of blue sky in between. Urbina swings the next pitch, pops it up behind home plate. Hernandez watches it fall into the seats. And the count is 1-1 on the leadoff hitter for the Mighty Muscles. Sun piercing through the clouds on the third base side now. The 1-1 swung on, grounded hard to short, backhanded by Chang. Sets his feet, the throw to first is on the money and in time. Nice slick play by Sung Chae Chang. Closes out a clean fifth inning for Valentin Linares. On to the sixth here in Fort Myers. Marauders trail 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memory. Visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Valentin Linares has pitched his heart out for the Marauders tonight. He is through five innings of one-run ball. Now the Marauders need to get him some run support. Mighty Muscles with the 1-0 advantage in this game. Sixth inning begins. Left-hander John Wilson tosses to Norquis Marcos, who swings and grounds one left side. Backhand sliding stop by Miller. Throws to first. It is not in time. Narcos beats it out. Norquis Marcos sprinting full speed ahead all the way out of that right-hander batter's box. And Noah Miller almost with a web jam play. Probably the finest defensive shortstop in the FSL, made an excellent backhanded sliding stop and then quickly stood up and threw to first baseman Norquis Marcos, just a flash too quick. Infield single gives the Marauders just their second hit of the game. And that'll bring up Sung Chae Chang. Shortstop Miller with his feet right up against that chalk line on the wedge. Bunt by Chang, third base side. It rolls, fair, picked up fair by the third baseman, Cavaco. Infield single, bunt single, and the Marauders are in business. Tying and go-ahead runs aboard for Bradenton here in the sixth inning.
Now batting for the Marauders, number 13, Sergio Campagna.
Bradenton not number able to square 13. Up on any hits yet tonight that have really left the infield. In fact, none of the three hits yet have left the infield, so why not play some small ball? A pair of infield singles, or rather a pair of bunt singles, as well as an infield single. First and second, nobody out for Sergio Campagna. Here's the set by Wilson, the pitch. Campagna shows bunt. He takes outside for a ball. Well, as Campagna has started to grow into some more power as of late, we're starting to see him bunt for base hits less and less, but at the moment, that's what's working for the Marauders. Well, Campagna may have that still in the back of his mind. The 1-0, not showing bunt, swings and lines it softly out of play on the first base side. I think that's Aiden Pearson, one of the interns on staff here with the Mighty Muscles. He's going to jog over and Find that ball along the empty rows of seats. Fans were asked last half inning to vacate the seating bowl and seek shelter on the concourse. Wilson, the 1-1 pitch. Campagno swings, pops it up again. Similar spot. Hey, Aiden, that one's for you too, buddy. That one landed about 10 feet from him, and he's going to let that one go. One ball and two strikes on Campagna. Marcos on second, Chang on first. Here's the pitch. Campagna lays off high for ball two. The Marauders were held hitless through four and a third innings by Mighty Muscles pitching. Bunt single by Davies Nadal down the third base line in the fifth. Eliminated the no-no bid. Here's the 2-1 and a very late time granted to Sergio Campagna. Wow. Two balls and two strikes on the number two hitter in the order. Wilson was bringing his hands together, but then parted his hands as plate umpire Robert Ginther had called time again. Here we are, the Southpaw's 2-2 pitch, swung on, fouled back in Campagna. Heck of a battle here. The Marauders trail by just a run. That has been the case since the bottom of the third, a sac fly to left center field by Noah Miller. Still the only run of the game. Wilson from the stretch deals the 2-2, and Campagna takes strike three. That was a pitch right over the middle of the plate, and he couldn't pull the trigger.
Brought to you by Quick Copy. That's Copy. Now batting for the Marauders, number 15.
Now let's see if Rodolfo Nolasco can do something. Through the first four innings, Nolasco was the Marauders' only base runner. He worked a two-out walk in the first. Marauders have been missing his power from the heart of the order. Let's see if he can get into one here with one out, two aboard. Here's the pitch. Nolasco takes high for ball one. And you know the Mighty Muscles are well aware of Nolasco's power. 11 home runs in the season, second on the team. Some of the biggest true power in the Florida State League. A look back at second by Wilson. Early break by the lead runner. Wilson steps off, throws to third, and out on the play is Norquis Marcos. And here comes Jonathan Johnson out of the dugout. No surprise here. The Marauders have gotten hosed on a couple of calls at third base. Really looked like Norquis Marcos got his hands under the tag, and Johnston looks like he's going to argue just that. Johnson's face here is downcast. He is none too thrilled with the call from Connor McKenna. Two men are talking halfway between the mound and first base. Johnston not getting very animated this time around, but turns and walks away. Not close. So Marcos caught stealing as Wilson steps off the rubber and throws him out at third base. Into second base on the play goes Sungjae Ching. Left-hander deals the 1-0. Nolasco takes high for ball two. Chang represents the tying run on second, but the Marauders are down one man on the bases. Two-way here in the sixth. Nolasco gets the 2-0. He takes at the knees for strike one. Wilson, black glove up against his right hip, standing tall on the mound, gets the sign from Smith. Here's the set. The 2-1 offering, Nolasco lays off low for ball three. That is a heck of an eye there. Off-speed pitch just below the knees. Might have been tempting to go for. Nolasco recognizing it, not his pitch. He's way ahead in the count, 3-1. Wilson's next pitch. Swung on and popped up. Foul out of play on the first base side of the yard. We've got a no-hitter alert up in Tampa. Tampa Tarpons are no-hitting the Clearwater Threshers, who have already been no-hit twice this season. Once by the Marauders. Wilson steps off the rubber. Richard Fitz, the man in charge on the mound for the Tarpons tonight. 5 hitless innings, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. We'll keep an eye on that. 3-2 to Nolasco. He takes high for ball 4. Nolasco earns his second free pass of the evening. And the Marauders again with now 2 men on the base paths.
Number 2, Jace Bowen. Number 2.
And the still red hot Jace Bowen to the plate next. Wilson's going to take a little walk behind the back of the mound. Kicks the dirt from his cleats with a spike strip on the back of the mound. Quick squeeze of the rosin bag with his left hand. Now trying to rub a wrinkle into that baseball between his hands. Glove back on. Looks in for the signal from Laurent Smith, and he comes set. Here's the pitch to Bowen. He takes a strike on the outside half. Sky's getting calmer and calmer. That's a welcome sight. Out on the horizon, lots more clear sky. And a little bit of a tunnel forming. Here's the 0-1. Bowen takes outside. It gets through Laurent Smith, and the runners will advance a base each. Sungche Cheng to third base, and Rodolfo Nolasco to second. And Cheng took a turnaround third base. I'm not sure why time was called by the umpires, but it was. Second and third, two away for the Marauders, trailing by just one run here in the sixth. Wilson's 1-1 pitch, Bowen swings and stings a line drive foul down the third base line. That was one of the very few balls the Marauders have squared up tonight. And unfortunately, Bowen pulled it foul. He's behind in the count 1-2 against the crafty left-hander John Wilson. The pitch, Bowen swings and lines it to right field, base hit! Scoring is Chang, being held up at third, Rodolfo Nolasco. So the game is tied at 1-1 on a Jace Bowen opposite field single. So there you go. The Marauders on the board. This game locked at 1. Now the go-ahead run is just 90 feet away.
For the Marauders, number 25, Bubba Chandler.
This coming after number just 25. Last inning, the Marauders were being no-hit through 4 1/3 innings. And before Bubba Chandler gets settled in the batter's box, timeout called. Pitching coach Jared Gaynor out for a mound visit. So Jace Bowen, just hours after being named Florida State League Player of the Week, comes through in the clutch with an opposite field game at 1-1 for the Marauders and putting them in a position to bring home that go-ahead tally. Left-hander John Wilson, catcher Laurent Smith, and the pitching coach Jared Gaynor now part ways. Bubba Chandler, the switch-hitting 19-year-old from Bogart, Georgia, third-round draft pick last year by the Pirates out of North Oconee High School. Has a big opportunity. Man on the corners, two outs. Score tied at 1 here in Fort Myers. Wilson from the stretch deals, and Chandler takes a changeup. Just low and outside. Bowen the runner on first. Game tying RBI single to right field. Wilson with a high leg kick and a throw to first base. Checking in on Bowen. He hadn't wandered all that far off the base. Marauders nonetheless have had a couple of men picked off in this series. Wilson has his hands together. The left-hander deals the 1-0. Chandler takes low and inside. Smith dropped it, but recovered quickly. Runners can't go anywhere. The count is 2-0 on Bubba Chandler, who hit a sinking line drive to left field his last time up, but a diving catch by Rosario robbed him of a hit. The 2-0 coming. Chandler lays off low and inside for ball 3. On deck, Davies Nadal, who has struggled mightily against left-handed pitching this season. And even though first base technically isn't open, the bases aren't loaded. So even if John Wilson ends up walking Chandler here, looking at things from the Mighty Muscles angle, that Wilson on Nadal matchup on paper would really, really favor Fort Myers. Now the 3-0 to Chandler. Strike. Rodolfo Nolasco on third, representing the go-ahead run for Bradenton here in the sixth inning. Jace Bowen is on first with two outs. 3-1 pitch to Chandler. He swings and lifts it right center field. Falling, and caught on a sliding grab by the right fielder Aguiar. And no, it's trapped. Confusion on the base paths ensues. Rodolfo Nolasco scores from third. Bowen into third base from first, and Bubba Chandler takes second as a throw from right field came home, and the Marauders take the 2-1 lead. Carlos Aguiar looked like he made the catch on the slide, feet first, but ended up kicking up a couple of huge divots of grass. Trapped the ball evidently in right field, says the base umpire Connor McKenna. And so it is a go-ahead RBI bloop single by Bubba Chandler. The Marauders now lead it 2-1. And now with runners on second and third, two away, Davis Nadal looks to tack onto the newfound lead. Here's Wilson's pitch. Nadal shows bunt. Pulls it back, and he takes a breaking ball strike knee high. Wilson ready. Quickly, here's his 0-1. Nadal swings big and misses. Strike two. I think LaRon Smith got some contact there from the tip of the bat and an accidental long backswing by Nadal. Two runs across for the Marauders here in the sixth. They now lead it 2-1. The 0-2 coming to Nadal. He takes in the dirt. A good block by LaRon Smith. Popping up out of the crouch as the ball bounced far in front of him. So a little pop-up block was the best idea there. Davies Nadal with runners in scoring position. Hitting .316 on the year. Here comes the 1-2 toss. Nadal swings and waves at a breaking ball. Strike three in position. But a couple of runs across on singles by Bowen and Chandler make it a 2-1 Marauders lead here in the sixth inning. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Here in Fort Myers, the Marauders have taken their first lead of the night. And now Valentin Linares back to the mound, looking to maintain that lead. 2-1 Bradenton. Here's Noah Miller. First pitch swinging. He pops it up. Third base side. Norquis Marcos over to give it a look. But it's into the empty seating bowl. Foul ball. 0-1 the innings ago with inclement weather approaching. Stadium public address announcer asked fans to vacate the seating bowl with severe weather oncoming. The 0-1, Miller swings and strokes a ground ball to the second baseman, Nadal. He scoops it up, easy toss out of first in time, one gone. Well, in mentioning Valentin Linares' recent run of success on the mound, he's got that ERA of 2.37 over his last four starts and a 1.21 whip. Tonight here in Fort Myers, he has picked up right where he left off. Lots of weak contact, plenty of swings and misses. Pitch to Keone Cavaco, swung on, fouled weakly off the end of the bat. And the line of the moment for Valentin Linares. Five and a third innings, one run ball. That single run unearned, by the way. Three walks, four strikeouts. The motion and the 0-1 toss. Breaking ball over for strike two. That slider has been especially good from Linares. Cavaco down on strikes twice as the 0-2 pitch comes. Swing and a bouncing ball pounded foul left field line. Some lightning remains in the area here with mostly dark skies around, but little tunnels and peaks throughout left center field and straightaway left field of clearer and friendlier skies. You can see some little streaks of orange right along the bottom of the horizon thanks to the sunset that was able to poke through just a little bit ago. Linares, the 0-2 pitch again. Cavaco swings and misses. He chases a slider. Strike three. Valentin Linares strikes out his fifth of the night, two away here in the sixth.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 25, Kalani Rosario.
That is seven in a row retired by the right-hander. And 10 of his last 11. Here's Kalani Rosario. Takes a backdoor slider low and inside. Marauders 2, Mighty Muscles 1. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning here at Hammond Stadium. The 1-0. Fastball swung on, driven deep to right field. On the run back, Campagna. He reaches up, and it's off the wall. He goes banging into the wall. Into second base goes Rosario. He wants three. Relay throw to Fizz. In time! Oh, baby! What a throw! Davies Nadal! Brian Meyer can't believe it. He is in rage at the plate umpire, Robert Ginther, on the call. Kalai Rosario snuffed out at third on a great relay throw on a bounce. Inning over. Marauders lead 2-1 heading to the seventh. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Number 3, Brendan Dixon.
Well, it appears that fans have been given the go-ahead to come back here. Looks like it has passed on by us here in Fort Myers. Things were looking dicey for a while. We go to the seventh inning. Marauders 2, Mighty Muscles 1. New pitcher Nicholas Rimmel kicks and deals to Brendan Dixon, who swings at a fastball and misses. Nicholas Rimmel, 23-year-old right-hander from Berlin, Germany. Just celebrated his 23rd birthday about a month ago. He sets above the belt buckle, kicks, and fires the 0-1. Fastball too high for ball one. Fastball mostly around 92-93 from Rimmel. 19 appearances out of the bullpen for the Muscles, 2.59 ERA, 1.32 whip. Opponents batting 205 off him. The 1-1. Fastball swung on, driven down the right field line. Foul. We saw a phenomenal and exciting defensive play to finish off the sixth inning. Valentin Linares gave up a double off the wall by Kalai Rosario in right field. Detail the rest in a moment as Rimmel deals the 1-2. Slider swung on, foul back. Dixon stays alive. Well, center fielder Jace Bowen raced over, picked up the ball, threw to Davies Nadal, the second baseman, the cutoff man. He wheeled and threw on a bouncer to third. Norquis Marcos made the tag. And it was in time on Kalai Rosario to end the inning. Time called, requested by Dixon. He backs out of the box. So a play that would have placed the tying run into scoring position for the Mighty Muscles instead resulted in the final out of the inning. And Linares has threw six quality innings on the mound for the Marauders. Here's the 1-2 again. Dixon swings and drives it to right center field. The right fielder, Aguiar, over and makes the easy two-handed catch, settling underneath it.
Now batting for the Marauders.
Well, fans, remember, the Marauders are coming back home to Lee-Com Park this coming Tuesday, August the 9th. They'll play at the Palm Beach Cardinals, single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. All sorts of fun in store for you. Summer camp day coming up on Wednesday. Special noon start time on that Wednesday and Thursday following. 6:30 game time for that Thursday. Luis Hernandez steps in, takes a strike. Tickets for those games online at BradentonMarauders.com. Rimmel, the toss to Hernandez. Swings and misses. Tried to turn on the inside fastball. 21-year-old catcher from Venezuela making his single-A debut tonight. Brought up from the Florida Complex League on Tuesday. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and down he goes on strikes for the third time tonight.
Well, that's another K brought to you by Quick Copy. That's Copy.
So it's two outs for Norquis Marcos.
Now batting for the Marauders, the beer batter, number 23, Norquis Marcos.
Marcos was the man who sparked the Marauders' rally in the sixth inning. Rimmel sets, deals, and a check swing by Marcos at a slider away. He did not go around, says Connor McKenna down the first baseline. He had a good look at it. Marcos, an infield single, led off the sixth inning with the Marauders trailing 1-0. Sung Chae Cheng followed with a bunt. A caught stealing, unfortunately, got Marcos out at third base later that inning as he takes a strike here on the outside corner. But Marauders followed with a Rodolfo Nolasco walk, Jace Bowen a game-tying RBI single, and Bubba Chandler a game-tying bloop single to right field. 1-1, Marcos swings and misses. Looked like he had his mind made up before the pitch was even thrown. Chased that slider about 3 feet off the plate. Marcos calling time, stepping out of the box. Gathering his thoughts as he'll dig in against Rimmel, facing a 1-2 pitch. Rimmel cradling the ball in his right hand, dangling it down by his side. Now his hands together, he is set. The 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ball, punched foul. Look out of the seats. Gets into the upper level of the seating bowl, and judging by the crowd's reaction, somebody made a nice catch. 1-2 on Norquis Marcos. Bases empty, two away. Rimmel's pitch. Fastball too high. Mighty Muscle Miller sacrifice fly to left center field. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Down goes Marcos. Inning over. Marauders set down an order here in the seventh. Time to stretch. Here in Fort Myers, Bradenton leading 2-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are the things you do.
talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Last chance for special margaritas. $2 Coors Lights. Get them while you can.
A job well done by Marauders starter Valentin Linares tonight, and he exits the game after six innings of fantastic work. Right-hander Johan Montero, 22-year-old from Maracay, Venezuela, picked up by the Pirates in 2018. He's on a pitch to the bottom of the seventh with Bradenton leading the Mighty Muscles 2-1 here at Hammond Stadium. 5-6-7 in the order for the home team. Dylan Tatum leads off. Here's the pitch. The right-handed batter takes one high and inside, almost over his head.
Now pitching for the Marauders, number 29, Johan Montero, number 29.
Dylan Tatum 0-1 with a walk tonight. Here's the 1-0. Fastball rides high, 2-0. Montero, last seven outings, spanning 12 innings of work, has been excellent. Here's the 2-0. Tatum takes high again for ball three. Montero, over those last seven appearances, just one run allowed, three walks, 16 strikeouts. He's been dependable. 3-0. He walks the leadoff man here in the seventh inning. That puts the tying run aboard.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 20, Rubel Cespedes, number 20.
Rubel Cespedes, 0-2. We'll dig in next. Mighty Muscles scored first, a sac fly in the third inning. The Marauders took the lead with a pair of runs on RBI singles in the sixth. The toss to Cespedes, he takes a fastball just high apparently. Marauders have not challenged a single ball or strike call tonight, by the way. Mighty Muscles, meanwhile, are down to just one challenge remaining. Montero's 1-0. Fastball is called a strike in the knees. Long look in by Montero. He is ready at the chest. 1-1 to Cespedes. Swings and lifts it down the left field line, slicing away from Rodolfo Nolasco. On the run, does he have room? Yes, he does! Leaping catch up against the sidewall. Rodolfo Nolasco makes a half a foot to spare. That's a huge first out here in the seventh inning. Well, the bat gets all the well-deserved acclaim for Rodolfo Nolasco, but he is no slouch on defense. Primarily in right field this year, spot starts here and there. In center field and left, he gets the out here. Laurent Smith next up for the Muscles. Here's the toss. Smith takes up and away. Final line for Valentin Linares tonight for the Marauders. He goes six innings, two runs, one unearned run, three walks, five strikeouts. Montero's 1-0. Smith swings and bounces it foul toward the Muscles dugout, third base side. Johan Montero, steady contributor to the Marauders' bullpen effort since he joined the team about a month into the season. His 1-1, fastball, just missed painting the blank on the outside corner. Goes to 2-1. 3.55 ERA in 21 appearances for Montero. 1.09 whip, 37 strikeouts in 33 innings. Now the 2-1, fastball low and away. The Mighty Muscles have the tying run on first base and a leadoff walk by Dylan Tatum. Now Laurent Smith ahead in the count, 3-1. Montero, first base high side of the rubber. Ready, the 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball is too high, ball four. And that puts both the tying and go-ahead runs on here in the seventh inning.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 13, Carlos Aguilar, number 13.
And here's a man who can do a lot of damage with one swing of the bat, Carlos Aguilar. 8 home runs in just 30 games. Massive strength from the left side. He's 0 for 2, a pop out and a strikeout. First and second, one away. Montero, the pitch. Aguilar swings and fouls it back to the screen. The Marauders are trying to avoid a 3-game losing streak. The Mighty Muscles, winners of 2 in a row and 4 of their last 5. Bradenton trailing the Tampa Tarpons by just 1 game for first place in the West Division. Time called as Norquis Marcos is bending over, tying his left shoe at third base. The no-hitter alert wiped away, by the way, for the Tampa Tarpons. Their no-hit bid gone against Clearwater. That game remains scoreless. Montero's 0-1 to Aguilar. Swing and a ball belted deep to right field. Campagna back. Makes the catch shy of the warning track. Sergio Campagna. A good job to hunt down that hard hit deep line drive. Four out number 2 here in the seventh inning. Well, that looks scary off the bat. And Carlos Aguilar just missed muscling that ball over the wall for a go-ahead blast. Two outs, Johan Montero, one out away from wiggling out of trouble here in the seventh. Here's Luis Baez. Righty on righty, first and second, two outs. And here's the right-hander's toss. Fastball, low and outside. Fastball in the low to mid-90s for Montero. Joined the Marauders from the FCL on April the 29th. Made his single-A debut 2 days later against Dunedin. 2 scoreless innings in relief. The 1-0. Fastball swung on and missed for strike one. Mighty Muscles scored first, a sac fly in the third. The Marauders back-to-back RBI singles by Jace Bowen and Bubba Chandler in the sixth. They lead it 2-1 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Montero with 1-1. There's a swing and a ball fouled back just below the radio booth. And that's going to bounce around in the seating bowl. One ball and two strikes. Let's see if Montero can find his way out of danger here in the seventh inning on this next pitch. He has the signal from Hernandez. The 1-2 delivery is high and inside. It gets through Hernandez flying to the backstop. And on the wild pitch, the runners will get a base each. Dylan Tatum to third. Laurent Smith onto second base. And something that off and on this week has plagued the Marauders pitching staff, the wildness, gets them into a little deeper trouble here in the seventh now. Five Marauders pitchers last night combined for 6 walks. Not ideal in that department. Wednesday night, Carlos Jimenez matched his season high with 5 walks. Bubba Chandler also wild Tuesday night. He walked 4, but that was a game the Marauders went on to win. Here, Johan Montero, one strike away from preserving this 2-1 lead here in the seventh. The set. And the 2-2 pitch is low and outside. What a stop on the backhand stab by Hernandez, saving a wild pitch. Luis Hernandez outstretching that mitt as far as his body would let him. He was able to snag that pitch on the short hop into the mitt cleanly. Tying run on third. Go-ahead run at second for the Muscles. Here's the 3-2 pitch. It is taken high for ball 4. And the bases are loaded. 3 walks have loaded the bases for Fort Myers. And here comes Misael Urbina to the plate. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Marauders clinging tightly to a 1-run lead. Montero's pitch, Urbina swings and misses at a fastball, strike 1. Up in the zone, he tried to wreck it, but he came up empty. Tatum on third, Smith on second, Baez on first base. Here's Montero's 0-1. Swing and a pop-up behind home plate. Montero works ahead in the count now, 0-2. Bases loaded for Fort Myers, a one-run Bradenton lead. Now Montero, the 0-2 pitch. Urbina with a swing and a drive out to deep right field toward the line. Campagna on the run. He makes the catch on the run! And the inning is over. Sergio Campagna, a running catch along the right field line. And the Mighty Muscles leave the bases loaded here in the seventh. 2-1 Marauders lead. Heading to the eighth inning, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Things got tense and close in the bottom of the seventh inning, but Johan Montero was able to escape a bases-loaded two-out jam, and the Marauders maintain the lead here at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers. 2-1 Bradenton as Sungche Chang, the leadoff hitter for the Marauders, will lead off the eighth inning against right-hander Nicholas Rimmel. Dire need of insurance runs here in the eighth inning. Rimmel, the 6'3" right-hander, sets and deals. Chang swings big and misses. Fastball right around the middle of the zone. Rimmel is back out there for his second inning of work out of the bullpen as Chang steps out of the box, readjusts the Velcro on his batting gloves. Rimmel showing the high purple socks with white pants cuffed below the knees. Here's the 0-1. Chang swings, fouls it back, getting just a piece. Chang's bunt single down the third base line, part of the Marauders' sixth inning come-from-behind rally. An infield single, a bunt single, a walk, and a couple of RBI singles, giving the Marauders the advantage. 0-2, Chang lays off high. Pretty close, it's ball one. A win tonight would avoid a three-game losing streak for the Marauders. It would also keep pace with the first-place Tampa Tarpons and give Bradenton a chance at a series win this week. The 1-2. Too high on the off-speed from Rimmel. Evens it up at 2-2. At this moment, the Mighty Muscles lead the series 2-1. Marauders won Tuesday. Mighty Muscles coming off back-to-back victories. 2-2. Chang takes high and outside. Not close. And the count full. Nicholas Rimmel signed with the Twins in September of 2017 out of Germany. Twins, an organization that have continuously done their due diligence overseas in Europe and scouting. 3-2, Chang takes high for ball four. Leadoff man on base for the Marauders here in the eighth inning. And Sergio Campagna will come up next.
Now batting for the Marauders, number 13, Sergio Campagna, number 13.
The Marauders rank close to the top of the Florida State League in multiple offensive categories as a team. On-base percentage is one of them. They're third as a team. Chang back in safely standing. The Marauders also rank third as a team in stolen bases with 142. Just a tick behind Fort Myers, they are second in the league in that category. Rimmel is ready, facing Sergio Campagna. Now the pitch. Campagna takes fastball that just misses the outside corner. Stolen bases continue to come in bunches lately for Bradenton. 12 steals as a team over their last seven games. Pitch to Campagna. Checks his swing, and he can't hold up, and Campagna is miffed. That Robert Ginther, the plate umpire, didn't even bother checking with anyone. Just made the call himself. Batters do not tend to like that. A ball and a strike on the Marauders' right fielder. Pickoff throw to first. Gets away from the first baseman, Tatum. Up to second goes Chang. Thought about three, but a couple of steps rounding second. He stops right there. So a hasty pickoff move there from Nicholas Rimmel results in the first error of the night for Fort Myers. And Sungche Chen gets a free base there. He moves up to second with nobody out. The Mighty Muscles are one of the least error-prone defenses in the FSL. They rank 7th out of the 10 teams in total errors committed. Rimmel with the 1-1. Campagna, big swing and a miss. Not a bad pitch to go for. Looked to be right around the bottom of the strike zone. That error, by the way, is the first of the series for the Mighty Muscles. They've played clean defense so far this week. Rimmel looks back at second. Chang into his lead. Here's the 1-2. Campagna holds up. Pitch high. Now a snap throw to second as Chang was dancing. Throw goes into center field. Baez backing it up. Throw into third base is high, but not a wild throw. And Chang slides in safely. No tag able to be made. So Sungche Chang gets into the heads of the defenders here of the Mighty Muscles. And he ends up grabbing a couple of free bases on defensive miscues. So the Mighty Muscles make no errors through their first three games of the series. And now they have made two errors in a span of 2 minutes in the same inning here tonight. Chang on third, nobody out. 3-2 to Campagna. He swings and drives it to right center field. This may be deep enough. Aguiar, the right fielder underneath it, makes the catch. He's going to come up throwing. Throw the plate. Chang coming home. It is a collision at home plate. And the tag made by Smith. But hold on a second. Was he blocking the plate is the question. As Sungche Chang was on the ground for a second, now he is thankfully standing up. Jonathan Johnson is going to come talk to Robert Ginther, the plate umpire, and question whether or not the plate was blocked there. And I don't see how the answer can be no. Chang really didn't seem to have anywhere to go there. You have to give the base runner a lane. Johnston irate at the call, and he is not getting overly animated, but he has his body language very tense and insistent. He swears that Laurent Smith was blocking the plate, not giving Chang a career path from third to the dish. Robert Ginther is not budging. Slight shakes of his head, and Johnston is encroaching upon him a little bit and turns and throws a few extra words his way as he walks away back to the dugout. So Sungche Chang thrown out at home plate, trying to tag up on a sac fly to right field. And his path to home plate was completely blocked by Laurent Smith. Don't understand that one. Base is empty with two gone for Rodolfo Nolasco. Here's Rimmel with the toss, and Nolasco takes a slider low. Home plate blocked or not, though. Got to give a tip of the cap to Carlos Aguiar, the right fielder. Heck of a throw home there. Swinging a foul back here by Nolasco. Makes it 1-1. Nolasco awaits pitch number 3 of the AB. Here it is from Rimmel. Swing and a miss. And Rimmel is ahead in the count, 1-2. The righty sets. 1-2. Toss. Nolasco swings. Fouls it just below the booth. About 3 feet higher or so. That foul ball may have ended up right here in this radio booth. Thankfully, not in laptop damaging territory. Rimmel from the stretch again. Here's the 1-2. Nolasco swings through a breaking ball. Strike 3. The inning is over. Marauders get nothing here in the eighth inning, but they lead 2-1, heading to the bottom of the eighth in Fort Myers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Number 21.
The Marauders came close to grabbing an insurance run in the top of the eighth inning, but instead, on a controversial call, they were denied of that opportunity. So we moved to the bottom of the eighth, still a 2-1 Bradenton lead. Not a lot of wiggle room to work with, though, against one of the league's toughest lineups. Mighty Muscles stand at 2-3-4 in their order to the plate against Marauders righty Johan Montero, who is back for his second inning of relief work. The windup and pitch to Noah Miller is outside for ball one. Switch inning shortstop from Fredonia, Wisconsin, just outside of Milwaukee. Quickly gets the 1-0 and swings in, lifts it high in the air, deep right center. A long run for Sergio Campagna, but he drops it in the gap. Picked up by Jace Bowen. Throw to second base is late. Campagna was there, could not squeeze it into his glove. An impressive jump on it and good closing speed, but a ball that really should have been caught. And that gives the Mighty Muscles the leadoff base runner. Here comes Jonathan Johnston out of the Marauders dugout. Looks like that's the end of the evening for Johan Montero, as there has been someone warming up in the pen. And there's the call. Tying run on second base with nobody out here at the bottom of the eighth. Pitching change for the Marauders. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Wilkin Ramos, the new pitcher for the Marauders. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, he inherits a runner on second base with nobody out. That is Noah Miller, who crushed a ball to deep right center field. Right fielder Sergio Campagna on the run caught up to the ball, but had it clank out of his glove. The result, a two-base error, according to the official scorer. And so, Miller on second base represents the tying run for Fort Myers here in the eighth. And that will bring up Keone Cavaco. He has the hat trick tonight, down on strikes three times. Joaquin Ramos, the tall, lanky righty from the Dominican Republic. Sets, deals, and Cavaco's swing and a miss for strike one. Fastball 94 up and in on the hands. Good luck with that one. Ramos can certainly bring the gas. That fastball, we've seen it as high as 98 this season. Here's the 0-1. Fastball, similar location, but Cavaco lays off it this time. 1-1. Johan Montero finished after one-plus innings of work out of the bullpen. And time called by Cavaco, who backs out of the box. Joaquin Ramos, 26 appearances this season, 4.64 ERA. 1.67 whip. His 1-1 toss. Swinging a dribbler, third base side. Ramos comes up, picks it up, fires it first. It is in time to get Cavaco by a hair. Cavaco's feet on the third base side. Ramos did a good job sprinting after it, picking it up in time, making the throw.
Now batting for the mighty muscles, number 25,
Kalai Rosario. But now Kalai Rosario to the plate. The dangerous righty slugger will face a drawn-in Marauders infield. And an automatic strike call. No, check that, actually. The Marauders are going to intentionally walk Kalai Rosario. So they're going to take their chances instead with Dylan Tatum. Rosario, the team's leading home run hitter, decided that was too dangerous a chance to take here. So instead of runner on third and one away, it'll be men on the corners with one away. Bradenton feeling like their chances at getting Dylan Tatum are considerably better than that of Kalai Rosario. Tying run on third, go ahead run on first. As the set comes from Ramos, here's the pitch to Tatum. He takes inside and low. Opponents hitting 256 off of Ramos this season. 40 strikeouts in 33 innings. Here's the 1-0. High and inside with a fastball for ball two. Valentin Linares in line for the win tonight. Should the Marauders be able to maintain this lead? It's 2-1 here in the bottom of the eighth. Ramos with the stretch. And his 2-0. Tatum takes a breaking ball for strike one. Nicely located, bottom of the strike zone. Ground ball here could get Ramos out of the inning. 2-1 pitch. Tatum swings and misses. Nasty slider diving below the strike zone. It's 2-2. Tatum tonight, a flyout to center and two walks. He has a sharp eye from the right side. The 2-2 pitch now, taken at the knees. Strike three called. Dylan Tatum gently kicks at some dirt in the batter's box. And a humongous second out here in the eighth inning. Not out of the woods yet. Here's Rubel Cespedes, who homered earlier in the series. Pick off to first and almost caught Kalai Rosario leaning. Noah Miller on third base, scampered a little farther away from the bag. Just make sure the Marauders are paying attention, maybe trying to get an errant late throw. Tying run on third, go-ahead run on first for the Muscles here in the eighth. Here's the pitch to Cespedes. He swings and lines into center field. That's a base hit. This game is tied. Now the Mighty Muscles come back again, and Bradenton unable to hold on to the 2-1 lead. Time and time again, they were unable to add on to that advantage, and that has come back to hurt them. Rubel Cespedes, a game-tying RBI single to center field. Now Ramos will try to retool and get back at Laron Smith here as the catcher Luis Hernandez flashes signals to his infielders. That closes the book on Johan Montero. That run is charged to him. Ramos steals, and the pitch, a breaking ball, hits Smith squarely in the back. Not the time to lose that command here. That loads the bases for the Mighty Muscles. And here's the point at which you have to put your foot down, bear down, and get this final out of the inning and give Marauders bats to retake the lead in the next half inning. Carlos Aguiar comes to the plate. He got a hold of one last time up, almost took it out of the ballpark, but instead a deep line out to right field. Bases loaded. Ramos, the pitch. Taken high on a fastball for ball one. Ramos just doesn't have pitches. Five for strikes, but a lot of those pitches missing the strike zone have not come at opportune points here. Pitching coach Yorman Bizardo coming out for a mound visit. During our pregame conversation, Bizardo talked about the fact that so many of these men on the mound who are pitching in their first full-length seasons as professionals here at Single A in 2022. There are some adjustments required to the grind of a longer-length season. And it doesn't just go down to the pitch count, the workload monitoring, etc. Manager and pitching coach really have to be on top of the situational awareness, knowing how to pitch to each batter, knowing who to be aware of on the bases. That latter point, not really a concern here, as you have bases loaded, two outs. Nobody will be in motion, barring anything absolutely crazy. Carlos Aguiar, the hitter, 1-0 the count. Bases full. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss at a fastball for strike one. So the flip side of the mound visit yields positive results initially here. Kalai Rosario on third, Rubel Cespedes on second, Laurent Smith at first. The 1-1 swung on and popped foul out of play on the third base side. An RBI single by Cespedes has given the Mighty Muscles their second lead of the night. Has tied the score up at 2-2. Erasing the Marauders' one-run lead. Now Ramos the set, the 1-2 pitch to Aguiar. Swing and another foul out of play. Off the metal roof over the press box. Falls into the crowd below. Wide open stance from the left side for Aguiar. Ramos, another 1-2. Breaking ball low and outside. He couldn't bend it into the strike zone, nor could he get a chase. 2-2 now. He'll try and put him away here. Right-handers, 2-2. Breaking ball swung on, lifted high in the air right field. Campagna to his left near the corner. Underneath it, makes the catch, and the inning is over. And the game remains tied. A go-ahead grand slam. We head to the top of the ninth, score tied at 2. We'll be right back here in Fort Myers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them.
with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Score tied at 2. Jace Bowen, the batter for the Marauders. Malik Barrington deals and misses low and outside in the dirt. Marauders trailed 1-0 from the third inning into the sixth. They took a 2-1 lead in the top of the sixth inning. That lead erased in the bottom of the eighth inning. Barrington, right-hander with the 1-0. Bowen swings and lines one to left center for a base hit. An ideal start for the Marauders to this top in the ninth inning, looking to regain the lead. So there's Bowen with his second hit of the ball game, the reigning Florida State League Player of the Month. And now Bubba Chandler behind him will get the opportunity to try and bring Bowen around. Malik Barrington comes from Jacksonville, Albany State product. Chandler, switch hitter, batting left-handed. The pitch he takes just below the knees, ball one. It was Chandler who delivered the go-ahead RBI single on a blooper to right field back in the sixth inning. As mentioned already, though, that lead did not hold. Score tied at 2 at the moment. The 1-0. Chandler swings over the top of an off-speed for strike one. Malik Barrington, the third arm out of the bullpen tonight for the Mighty Muscles. Hands together at the chest. Long pause, now the 1-1 coming. Chandler swings and misses in front of another one. Strike two. Twins picked up Barrington as an undrafted free agent last July. Told you he attended Albany State in Georgia. Last summer before signing, played in the United Shore Professional Baseball League up in Michigan. Is 1-2. Chandler, a swing and a miss. Strike three, down to a knee on the follow-through of the swing.
Well, that's another K brought to you by Quick Copy. That's Copy. That's number 9, folks. One more for Casey.
And now Davies Nadal.
For the Marauders, number 31.
Trying to... Nadal gave the Marauders their first hit with one out in the fifth inning tonight. It was a bunt single, third base side. Here's the toss. Nadal takes in the dirt. Prior to his collegiate years, Malik Barrington attended Sandalwood High School in his native Jacksonville. Mets pitching prospect Sean Reed Foley also attended that high school. Barrington the pitch. Runner breaks. A bunt by Nadal. Third base side. Barrington bare hands. No throw to first base. He didn't have a shot at Davies Nadal. Jace Bowen is breaking for second on the pitch, and he would have had it stolen. But the Marauders will take the two base runners now as Davies Nadal drops down his second bunt single of the game. Here is Brendan Dixon to the plate. First and second, one away for the Marauders. Score tied at 2, top of the ninth inning here in Fort Myers. Here's Barrington's pitch. Dixon takes right down the pipe for strike one. Dixon is 0-2, worked a four-pitch walk in the fifth inning. Two for his last 23 at the plate. Now the 0-1. Dixon lays off low and outside. Doesn't chase a whole lot of bad pitches. And despite the figure I just gave you, the two for his last 23 at the plate. He roped a double to the wall in left field last night. That was hopefully a sign of better things around the corner for Dixon. That ball almost cleared the wall. Instead, banked off the wall for a said double. First and second here, one gone for Dixon. Here's Barrington's 1-1 offering. Dixon takes outside on a tough slider. 2-1. The bat came off his shoulder only by a couple of inches, though. Jace Bowen on second base. Leading runner represents the go-ahead run for Bradenton here in the ninth. Davies Nadal at first. The 2-1 coming. Fastball swung on, driven to left center field. Back toward it. It's the catch. Bowen tagging from second. Throw goes into third base. It's offline. Bowen is safe standing up. And into second behind him is Davies Nadal. Nadal reading that throw from left center toward third base. And once he saw it, the cutoff man wasn't going to get it. Nadal sprinted right up the extra 90 feet. And now Wyatt Hendry is going to pinch hit for Luis Hernandez. So the 21-year-old kid from Venezuela's single-A debut is finished. He finishes 0-for-3 at the plate. But did a great job working with the Marauders pitching staff in his first go-round at single-A. Wyatt Hendry getting a pivotal spot here in a pinch-hit opportunity. Second and third, two outs in a tie game. Barrington tosses, and Hendry swings and misses. Chase a slider low. Jace Bowen at third. He represents the go-ahead run just 90 feet away from scoring. Davies Nadal is on second. Barrington with the 0-1 to Hendry. Swinging a ground ball, hits slowly to short. Miller charges, gloves it. The throw on to first is in time. The inning is over, and the Marauders strand two in scoring position. Head to the bottom of the ninth. The Marauders look to keep this game tied and send it to extras. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. The park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Marauders left runners stranded on second and third in the top of the ninth inning, so this game remains tied 2-2. As we go to the bottom of the ninth, one run will win it for Fort Myers. Wilkin Ramos trying to keep that from happening. The right-hander winds up and deals to Luis Baez, who takes a fastball strike right down the pipe, 95 on the radar gun. 9-1-2 in the order for the Mighty Muscles. Here comes the 0-1 from Ramos. There's a swing and a ball fouled right back this way and just below the booth. And I promised you, dear listeners, I was not about to hit the deck. Promise you. Here comes Ramos, the 0-2 pitch, and Baez swings in, lines one softly to shallow right field, a base hit. Sergio Campana comes in to pick it up, and there is the potential game-winning run.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 8, Misael Urbina.
You know those moments when your life flashes right before your eyes? That, admittedly, was starting to happen a little bit on that foul ball back toward the booth here. And this tentative broadcaster was kind of caught in between. Taken off the... Not sure what would have happened. Here's Misael Urbina. He looks at a fastball strike from Ramos. Urbina, a double and a walk tonight in four plate appearances. Pickoff to first by Ramos. Checking in on Luis Baez. He's back safely. Really do have to keep an eye on Baez. One steal tonight. He is 17 for 19. Not going here. The pitch is swung on, popped up Toward the left side of the diamond, third baseman Norquise Marcos wants it. Calling off Sung Che Chang, he makes the catch for the first out of the ninth.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 21, Noah Miller. Number 21.
And now Noah Miller will come to the plate. He reached on a two-base error to right center field his last time up. And he was the man who scored the eventual tying run in that bottom of the eighth for the Muscles. Man on first, one gone, runner breaks. Pitches swung on and drilled on a line drive, foul left field line. Luis Baez had a good jump off of first and likely would have had second base stolen had contact not been made. Luis Baez taking his time heading back to first base after the foul ball. Joaquin Ramos with the 0-1 pitch. Miller takes high and outside. Like so many hitters in this Mighty Muscles lineup, Miller with a sharp eye. 354 on base percentage. Long pause by Ramos, 1-1, Baez breaks again. Pitch outside, Hendry's throw to second base. Offline, but backed up by the second baseman, Nadal. So the wild throw will not give Baez an opportunity to advance further, but he's in a scoring position with a steal. Wyatt Hendry, normally a very accurate throwing arm, down to second base. He has thrown out five base stealers in this series. He can't get Baez here in the last half inning in a inning-ending pinch-hit ground out. Meanwhile, the count 2-1 on Noah Miller. Potential game-winning run on second base for Fort Myers. Ramos checks second. Here's the pitch to Miller. He takes low for ball three. The Marauders have been walked off upon just twice this season. The 3-1. Miller swings, lifts it to left field, a slicing fly ball. Nolasco on the run. He makes the catch on the full run, banging into the sidewall. Throw goes into third base. Luis Baez stays put on second. And Rodolfo Nolasco saves the game for now with a running catch in left field. But if you're looking for someone who is due in the order for the Mighty Muscles, it is Keone Cavaco. 0-4. Three strikeouts and a weak grounder. He has not seen the ball well at all tonight. If you're looking at it from the Mighty Muscles angle, this guy could be your hero tonight. Joaquin Ramos trying to squelch that. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mid on the first pitch. Cavaco climbed the ladder after that high fastball and got underneath it. Ramos trying to strand a man on second here in the ninth and send it to extras. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a bouncing ball to short. Chang has it on the chest high bounce. Taps the glove. Throw to first in time. Inning over, and we are headed to extra innings here in Fort Myers. Score tied at 2 as we make our way to the 10th here at Hammond Stadium. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. Opioids. They need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
You are the one I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. These are the things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Number 10.
We We go to the 10th inning. Score tied at 2 here in Fort Myers as Wilkie and Ramos was able to strand a leadoff single in the bottom of the 9th inning. And so we go to the 10th. Wyatt Hendry is the extra inning base runner starting the inning on second base. And a pinch hitter in the number 9 spot in the order, Juan Jerez, will bat for Norquis Marcos, who finishes his night 1-for-3 with an infield single. Right-hander Malik Barrington, who pitched a scoreless 9th inning, is back on the mound for the Mighty Muscles. Marauders trying to bring home Hendry for the go-ahead tally. Barrington looks back at second, and the pitch to Jerez. Swinging a high drive out to deep center field. Baez sprinting back. It is off his glove and falls to the warning track. Hendry coming into third. Jerez hot on his heels. He stops at second. Throw home on the relay to Hendry. He's safe! Hendry slides in safely. The Marauders retake the lead. Juan Jerez, a big poke out to deep center, and the Mighty Muscles with a strong relay throw to the plate on the play, but Wyatt Hendry beats the throw home, and Bradenton back in the lead, 3-2.
Number 5, Sungsae Chan. Number 5.
Holy smokes, what a drive off the bat of Juan Jerez. Wyatt Hendry had to make absolute certain that ball was not caught. Still able to motor around from second and score on the play. Marauders leading 3-2, now trying to add on to the newfound lead. Here's Sung Chang Cheng. Here's Barrington with the pitch, and Cheng takes up and away. Breaking ball slipped out of the right hand of the hurler. So that play, of course, far from routine effort by center fielder Baez. So Juan Jerez awarded an RBI double on the play. The 1-0 coming to Cheng. There's a swing and a foul at the handle of the bat. Pitch that jammed him on the inside. If you're the visiting team in one of these extra inning games, really behooves you to bring home a couple of runs, not just the one, because, of course, home team starting as well. The 1-1. Cheng checks his swing. Pitch called a strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-2 from the powerful right-hander Barrington to Cheng. Left-handed batter with a very slightly open stance. Dark gray bat draped over his left shoulder, and now time called by Cheng. RBI double to center by Juan Jerez has put the Marauders back in front, 3-2 here in the 10th inning. Play ball signal given by the plate umpire, and here we go. Malik Barrington, the 1-2. Cheng with a swing and a line drive to first. Snagged by Tatum, reaching over the line into foul ground. Some tough luck there by Cheng, as Tatum had him shifted way over toward that line. Played him perfectly.
Sergio Campagna, number 13.
There's Sergio Campagna. A fly out to right field his last time up in what looked to be a nice sacrifice fly opportunity. Turned into a controversial call. Cheng was called out at home on that play. That occurred in the 8th inning. Here's the pitch. Campagna takes low and outside. Well, on that fly ball that Campagna delivered that appeared to be really a sack fly in the waiting, Jonathan Johnson came out to argue that the catcher, Laurent Smith, had blocked home plate while receiving the throw. Plate umpire Robert Ginther didn't budge, and the play on the field stood. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Campagna out in front of a slide piece. Juan Jerez on second base after his leadoff go-ahead double to center field here in the 10th inning. Campagna trying to bring him home. Here comes the 1-1. Jerez breaks for third. Swing and a miss by Campagna. Throw to third is not in time. Laurent Smith threw a little bit of a two-seamer there to the third baseman, Cavaco. He had to leap and save a throwing error into left field. Juan Jerez steals third base. And he is there with still only one away in the inning. Muscles infield about halfway up. Three of the four not on the edge of the grass. Campagna gets the 1-2 from Barrington. Swing and a miss. Down on a slider, strike three.
Fans, that's K number 10.
Tough night for Sergio Campagna, 0-for-5.
To claim your prize, pick up a coupon at Guest Services.
But here comes Rodolfo Nolasco. Just reinstated from the 7-day IL today. Looking for his first hit back since rejoining the club. Barrington with the toss, and Alasco takes ball one outside. The fastball was close. Throw back to the mound, gets away from Barrington. Jerez coming home. He slides in head first. A lollipop throw from LaRon Smith, the catcher, back to Barrington. Tipped off the pitcher's glove, and that was all that Juan Jerez needed. A crucial error that should not have happened for Fort Myers, and the Mighty Muscles now find themselves down two here in the 10th inning. Talk about taking advantage of an opportunity. Juan Jerez, some heads-up base running. Count is 1-0 on Nolasco. Here's Barrington's pitch. Nolasco takes outside ball two. Rodolfo's return from a 10-day stay on the IL. He's 0-for-2 with a pair of walks tonight. Came around to score in the 6th inning. And what was at the time the go-ahead run? Now the 2-0. There's a swing and a line drive past the diving third baseman Cavaco. A base hit to left field. Rodolfo Nolasco checks in with his first hit since activated from the IL. And the Marauders keep the 10th inning going.
Number two, Jace Bowen. Number two.
And now Nolasco will be lifted for a pinch runner. Josiah Dixon is going to come on and run on first base. And Dixon would more than likely, barring any ideas that Jonathan Johnston may have, to shuffle around his outfielders when the next half inning comes around. Two-out base hit by Rodolfo Nolasco. Josiah Dixon, the pinch runner on first now. And Jace Bowen, 2-for-4, is the hitter. Barrington set at the chest. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball swung on, popped up. First base side, headed to the seats, out of play. For those just joining, the Marauders had a 2-1 lead erased in the bottom of the 7th inning. In the bottom of the 8th inning, rather. Game went to extra innings as it remained tied 2-2. Bradenton retaking the lead with a pair of runs here in the 10th. Two outs with Dixon on first. He breaks for second. Pitch is swung on, lifted to left center. Fairly deep off the bat of Jace Bowen, but it's caught on the run by the center fielder Baez. Inning over, but an RBI double by Jerez. And a throwing error by the catcher brings home a pair of runs. 4-2 Bradenton going to the bottom of the 10th here in Fort Myers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operating, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Three outs to go. Marauders leading 4-2 here in the 10th inning. We go to the bottom half, and Kalai Rosario leads off for the Muscles. First pitch low and outside from Wilkin Ramos. Keone Cavaco, the extra inning base runner on second base to begin the inning. Marauders working with a 4-2 lead here in the 10th. Ramos lifts his leg in the 1-0 pitch. Inside, almost hits Rosario. Ball two. RBI double by Juan Jerez, who later scored from third on a catcher's throwing error. Made it this 4-2 Marauders lead in extras. Here's the 2-0 from Ramos. Taken high for ball three. The Marauders, by the way, have not used a single challenge tonight. So they have all three of theirs. The Mighty Muscles have just one remaining. Ramos comes set. And here's the 3-0 delivery. Rosario takes a fastball right down the gut for strike one. Josiah Dixon remains in the game as the new left fielder as he pinch ran for Rodolfo Nolasco in the top of the 10th. The 2-1 swung on, fouled back just over the screen and below the booth. Had a ball come very close just a little bit ago. And just eyeballing it, probably hit the facade of the building about 3 feet or so below the open window here. Kalani Rosario intentionally walked his last time up. Has a 3-2 count here. Ramos, the payoff pitch. It is swung on, lifted to right field. Campagna on the run to his right, makes the catch. No tag up from second by Keone Cavaco. One away here in the bottom of the two outs to go. And the batter will be Dylan Tatum.
Number 15, Dylan Tatum.
And before Tatum can get settled in the batter's box, timeout called, and pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo comes out for a mound visit. He may be stalling to give the bullpen some time to get loose here. Marauders have a right-hander throwing. Try hard to get a look here. The number on the Marauders righty throwing. It appears to be Junior Tebow. So Dylan Tatum digs into the batter's box as Yorman Bazzardo gives his advice and his insight to Wilkin Ramos on the mound. Keone Cavaco, extra inning runner on second base with one away. And the pitch to Dylan Tatum. Taken, a fastball strike on the inside half. Here at the bottom of the 10th inning, Bradenton, 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. Fort Myers, 2 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors. The 0-1 cut on and missed for strike two. Ramos blowing the high cheese by him. 96 on that fastball. Tatum backs out of the batter's box. Readjusts the batting gloves and the Velcro. Tatum in the box represents the tying run for the home team. Here comes the 0-2. It is swung on, bounced up the middle. Chang ranges to his left, gathers it, throws on to first in time, two away. Here in the 10th inning, Keone Cavaco takes third on the play.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 20.
Rubel Cespedes will bat next for the Muscles. He delivered the game-tying blow in the bottom of the eighth that erased the Marauders' 2-1 lead and tied the score at 2-2. Here he represents the Muscles' final hope. Runner on third, two outs. Ramos high and outside for ball one. Keone Cavaco on third really has to be wary of Wyatt Hendry. He will deal a snap throw when the situation calls for it. Cespedes, left-handed batter, gets the 1-0. He takes strike one right about belt high, and Cespedes rolling his head to his side, not happy with himself at letting a hittable pitch go by. Sung Che Cheng towing the chalk line of the pie slice up the middle, playing as close to the middle as that shift limitation will allow him. Cavaco on third, two gone. Here's the pitch by Ramos, 1-1, taken high, ball two. The Marauders are 4-0 in extra inning games this season. Here comes the 2-1. Swing and a pop-up out of play down the third base line. That pushes the count to 2-2. And the Marauders one strike away from a win here in extras. Two and two the count. Wilkin Ramos leans in, gets the sign, sets the 2-2 to Cespedes. A swing and a drive down the left field line, out of play again. He stays alive. See what Wyatt Hendry flashes down the signal for to Ramos. The right-hander sets. Here's the 2-2 again. A swing and a drive out to deep left center field. On the run, Jace Bowen into the gap. This ball is down for a hit. Cavaco scores from third, and into second base with an RBI double is Rubel Cespedes, and the tying run is now on second base. And it looks like Cespedes will be lifted for a pinch runner here. So he was popping out of the dugout here for the Muscles. 40, it'll be Daniel Osorio pinch running for Cespedes, representing the tying run. Marauders came within one strike of finishing the game on that at bat. They'll have to try again here on LaRon Smith. So two RBI night for Rubel Cespedes, 2 for 5. Those runs driven in, coming at crucial spots for his team. Osorio, the pinch runner on second base, the tying run. LaRon Smith at the plate. Here's the pitch by Ramos. A fastball for a high strike, and Smith challenges it.
The call is challenged and ruled a ball.
And that call has been overturned, ball one. Mighty Muscles still maintain that final challenge. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Ramos. That pitch is called a strike. Smith will challenge this one. That call also has been overturned. 2-0 the count. LaRon Smith, a couple of shrewd challenge calls. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on line softly to first. Brendan Dixon has it go just out of his reach. That ball slicing foul on a jam shot off the handle of the bat. Dixon didn't have a whole lot he could do to get to it in time. Mighty Muscles, a tough team to retire. They're going to scratch and scrap and do everything they can to bring that tying run home. The 2-1. Swung on, rolled softly to first. Dixon has it. Steps on the base himself, and that is the ball game. The Marauders win it 4-3 in extra innings here in Fort Myers. What a night here at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers as the Marauders continue on with a perfect 5-0 record in extra inning games this season. 4-3 the final here in 10 innings as Marauders even the series at 2 wins apiece. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show comes your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Hey, Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas?
then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome to the Marauders post-game show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
As the fireworks go off in the background here in Fort Myers, the Marauders celebrate a 4-3 10-inning win over the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. This is the Marauders post-game show, and here is how tonight's game went down. Neither team scored through the first two innings. Game's first run came home in the bottom of the third, courtesy of the Mighty Muscles, a sack fly to right center field off the bat of Noah Miller. Two innings followed with no scoring by either side. The Marauders, though, got busy in the top of the sixth. Norquise Marcos led off with an infield single. Sungche Chang followed with a bunt single, putting men on first and second. Marcos then broke early from second base on an early steal. He couldn't quite time it up as he got picked off and thrown out at third base by left-hander John Wilson. However, Sergio Campagna struck out, and then Rodolfo Nolasco followed with a walk. Jace Bowen delivered a line drive single to right field, scoring the tying run, knotting the score in 1-1. Bubba Chandler immediately followed with a bloop single to right field to bring home the go-ahead run. That 2-1 Marauders lead stood until the bottom of the eighth when Rubel Cespedes lates an RBI single to center field. Score tied at 2. It would remain that way through the ninth, and we hit extra innings. Top of the 10th inning, pinch hitter Juan Jerez drilled an RBI two-bagger, a double to deep center field that scored Wyatt Hendry, the extra inning base runner, to open the inning. 3-2 Marauders. Jerez ended up scoring later on a throwing error back to the mound by catcher Laron Smith. The Marauders led 4-2 heading to the bottom of the 10th. In that bottom of the 10th inning, Mighty Muscles had Keone Cavaco on second as the extra inning base runner. He advanced to third on a two-out grounder, and the Marauders came within one strike of finishing the game. Wilkin Ramos, however, gave up an RBI double to Rubel Cespedes. The following hitter, however, Laron Smith, ended up hitting a soft roller to the first baseman, Brendan Dixon. He fielded the ball, stepped on the base, ending the ball game, and the Marauders locked down the 10-inning victory here in Fort Myers tonight. Here are the happy totals in this game. For the Marauders, 4 runs on 9 hits and 2 errors. The Marauders left 7 men on base, and for the Mighty Muscles, 3 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors, and 11 men left on base. The winning pitcher in relief is Wilkin Ramos. He is 3-1 on the season. The loss goes to Malik Barrington. He gave up the decisive runs in the top of the 10th. Time of game tonight, 2 hours and 39 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,122. It was 81 degrees and cloudy at the time of first pitch. With their win, the Marauders avoid a third consecutive loss. They improved to 21-13 in the second half. And with a Tampa Tarpons loss tonight, the Marauders are now back in a two-way tie for first place in the West Division. The Mighty Muscles, with their loss, dropped to 14-18 in the second half. They miss out on a third consecutive win. Mighty Muscles still have won 4 of their last 6 games. But these two teams are playing some exciting and tight baseball this week. The Marauders coming out on top in extras tonight. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and Also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it.
River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Marauders postgame show continues here at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game. And tonight that goes to Juan Jerez. His pinch hit RBI double in the top of the 10th gave the Marauders the lead. And Jerez, with some heads up base running just a couple of minutes later, scored from third on a routine throw back to the mound by the catcher that went awry, tipped off the catcher's glove, and Juan Jerez scrapped for that final Marauders run of the evening. It turned out to be a crucial one. So Juan Jerez, tonight's Marauders player of the game. We now turn our attention to the penultimate game of the series. Tomorrow, another 7 p.m. start against the Mighty Muscles. The Marauders will go with right-hander Yoelvisto Rosario on the mound. Right-hander Mike Paredes will go for the Mighty Muscles for the second-to-last game of the series. We'll be on the air for pregame coverage at 6:45 p.m. As always, you can listen online at BradentonMarauders.com. That about does it for us tonight. Once again, the Marauders win it in 10 innings tonight, 4-3 over the Mighty Muscles. And with the Tampa loss, the Marauders now share first place in the West Division with the Tampa Tarpons. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.